I'm Stephen Harrison. I'm the internal producer for The Three Musketeers. Well, the show starts with The Three Musketeers. They've been having some rough times recently. They're a bit downtrodden. And then this new hero comes along called Zorente, who's trying to outdo them and take over Paris. So King Louis brings in, he creates his own personal army of called the Charlemagne's Angels, and it turns into a competition between the Three Musketeers and Charlemagne's Angels to get rid of Zorro and save the day.
Hi, I'm Ed Greenwood and I'm playing King Louis. King Louis is basically a sort of like character actor's dream because he's just an idiot, like a cardboard cutout, two-dimensional, absolute idiot. His heart's in the right place, but he's a complete and utter idiot.
I'm Safia Sage and I'm playing the Lady de Winter.
I'm Hannah Forsyth and I'm playing Joan of Arc.
I'm Gal Famigas and I'm playing Marie Antoinette.
Well, Milady is the ex-girlfriend of Athos, who is the head musketeer, and she has been severely wronged in their relationship and has decided to take vengeance by forming her own superhero group, the Charlemagne's Angels.
Joan of Arc's a slightly anachronistic heroine. She's one of Charlemagne's Angels and she's got a little bit of a thing for Portos. Teeny bit.
Marie Antoinette is married to King Louis and she's basically still just a little girl. He always just smiles and claps and is
really happy.
That's what the director says, is just be as happy as you can.
My name is Joe Rawcliffe and I'm playing Zorro or Zorente. Both are good. Well, I start off as like Zorente, which is like this kid from Spain, and he's got dreams of being a musketeer, but runs into some misfortune in that when he actually meets his idols, and then sort of quickly becomes a new hero called Zorro, who's pretty much the Zorro that everyone knows. And he's got a quite sexy Spanish accent, if I do say so.
Hi, my name is George Hughes, and I'm playing Athos.
My name is Jamie Bowman, I'm playing Porthos.
Hi, I'm Charlotte Vincent, and I'm playing Aramis.
We are the Three Musketeers!
It's really hard to describe.
It's essentially simple.
It's an emotional roller coaster, as you can.
You'll laugh, you'll cry, I don't know what else you'll do. Possibly look at your watch.
Write a good review.
Every Musketeers!
What? We're here! How can we assist, madam?
Oh, monsieur, le chat est dans le arbre!
What?
Le chat est dans le arbre!
I can't understand. Aramis, what did you say?
She's saying that the cat is in the tree.
Oh, right, yes, we're French.
A cat in a tree. That's what we're doing right now.
Never fear, madam, we're here to save the day.
No, we're here to save the cat. The day seems to be in very little peril.
Quit moping and help.
It's going really well. This one's been written by the chair of Comedy Soc. It's such a funny script. She's like, we're still rehearsing it, and still when people say lines, they still crack you up, even though you've heard them a million times already. It's really good.
Kind of a heavily studentified version, if that is a word. we've kind of altered the storyline, put in a few more characters who are a bit zany and a bit maybe erotic.
We've got a fantastically scary Dame.
Oh, the Dame is something amazing.
Who you will not forget in a hurry, because I think it's nigh on impossible, to be honest.
I think, like, I don't know, whenever you're in a show, like, the relationships with the other people in the cast is great, and just, like, there's so many friendships in this group, and just messing about and stuff is great, just giggling and like,
seeing one another at our most ridiculous.
I think the costumes are my favourite bit.
So I've never done Panto before, and it is really just a massively relaxed, just make everything as funny as possible.
The script's so silly that I think you'll kind of just relax and have a lot of fun with it.
I get to be Zorro, it's really cool. Zorro's pretty much Spanish Batman when you get down to it.
The Three Musketeers is, I've seen pantomimes over the last, well, I'm doing my master's now, so 3.5 years at the university. This is the funniest script I've read of any of them. Lewis Dunn's done an amazing job on the writing. For once, it seems, we are on top of dancing and singing and stuff, which pantomimes really aren't until the night itself. So it's going to be a really good show, and again, hysterically funny.
Because I learned to dance for this panto and sing, and I couldn't do either before, and now you can see if I've learned.
This is definitely the last time I will be dancing.
It is going to be properly funny.
Lots like, of spandex.
Like, literally, I didn't think, like, the jokes would be...
Bondage jokes.
Like, yeah, I thought it'd be, like, little, that kind of fluffs, but it yeah, is actually quite funny.
Quite pantomime,
we're having as much fun as we're having as well. It's impossible for it not to be continuous.
Yeah. And it's for charity.
For several reasons, really. A, it's the Rag Winter Pantomime, so all the money raised is going to charity. And it's an absolute brilliant show. The cast have been working so hard. It's really funny, full of energy. It's going to be amazing. It's on end of week 9, 30th of November and 1st of December in DL028, which is next to the courtyard. Tickets are available from V-Stalls all this week. £4 for non-Pantsock members and £3 for members. Or you can just turn up and get them on the door for £5. We don't even have to